This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wish I could have opened with a bumper from Queen. Did you guys see Bohemian Rhapsody yet? Hey-o. Oh, my God. I have been singing Queen all weekend. And off-key, might I add. So I just love Queen. I mean, it was just one of my favorite bands. You know, growing up, and Freddie Mercury, an idol. But, it's really, really interesting because I always think of the medical side of things. I always get attracted to that. And I guess Freddie Mercury had what people would call buck teeth, right? Or an overbite or an extension of his two front teeth. And I never noticed it. I don't really look teeth that much, but in the movie they brought it up, and they asked, the lead actor in the movie, why won't you fix your teeth? And he said it helps. You got to do something about your teeth. He goes, well, it helps me sing. And as you know, his voice was just, amazing. My favorite Queen song. Okay, I would say Bohemian Rhapsody. And I really like that Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rock and roll go round. I like that one because I got a big tushy, So I like that one. But anyway, so when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, teeth being extended wouldn't affect the voice. And so I have to, if we're doing a fact check here, the answer is no, that wouldn't. People asked Barbara Streisand, I believe, if, she would ever, consider surgery on her nose. And I think her answer to that is, why? Because it would affect my singing. And maybe a nose job might affect, some of the aeration and some of the ways to get the sound out. But usually the singing comes from your voice box. And when you listen to Freddie Mercury or Barbara Streisand or any of these, fantastic singers, Whitney Houston, true, maybe the whole anatomy has something in play, but they shouldn't fear certain surgery. The type of surgery that could really mess with your voice would be having laryngeal surgery, where like polyps are removed. There's a lot of singers that are raspy, like Bonnie Tyler and Kenny Rogers, and Bonnie Tyler was like the total eclipse of the heart, that one. And so if you have a rasp, you start to get that mess with, that could actually affect you, because now somebody's working on your throat. But having your teeth redone and a nose job, maybe minimal changes. But if you have a voice like Freddie Mercury or Barbara Streisand or Whitney Houston or whatever, I don't blame you for wanting to not mess with it. If you have a gift, you don't want to take that risk of somebody, The other thing, too, is when you have surgery, they have to intubate you. So they have to put a tube down your throat. I'm always hoarse after I have surgery. I can't sing that well. And you're like, don't be blaming the intubate, the ET tube. All right, but I sing worse than I usually sing after surgery. There, is everybody happy there? Jeez, you guys are so mean. So interesting. Freddie Mercury. Just some little tidbits. And this is not ruining the movie for anybody. The movie's really good. I would recommend it. But I guess Freddie Mercury's real name was Farouk Bulsara, and he was born in Zanzibar, which is now part of Tanzania. And he spent most of his childhood in India. I guess he began taking piano lessons when he was 7 years old, and then by the age of 12, he joined a school band, and he actually, learned songs like from, Little Richard, right? Good God, Miss Molly. So he liked a whole span of music. He was also a prolific songwriter. He wrote 10 of the 17 songs of Queen's Greatest Hits album, which was released in 1981. And there were some very interesting, little tidbits. So we could tell he was an artist. And I guess he's the one that designed the Queen Crest logo, that famous logo. He did. And apparently he took, I believe, art and graphic design in college. He had a relationship that they talk about in the movie to Mary Austin. She became his closest friend and stayed with him till the end. He apparently died at the age of 45 in 1991. And his trademark, the bottomless mic, they said happened by accident. While he was performing a show early in the career, his mic stand snapped mid-performance. So instead of replacing it, he carried on performing and continued using it, even though it didn't have a bottom. And so that was just, he went with it. And so a mic stand that is broken is kind of his thing. He was a stamp collector. He also, they think he had two kids. He didn't have biological kids from what I understand. But there are, I believe, two children that are close to him, were close to him, listed as a family figure. And that song, that crazy little thing called love, right? This thing called love, I just can't handle it. People think that's an Elvis song. It's not. It was also Queen. He wrote it in the bath. He said he was in the bath at a hotel and was inspired. And he even had the piano brought to his tub so he could compose. Now, there's a lot of other little, tidbits, but one thing that I find fascinating is his recording range. His voice was almost four octaves. And he was a tenor. I know you hear a lot of soprano and even operatic out of him, but he was, most of his songs is in the lower voice. And so you really appreciate him. And so for those of you that want to see a good movie, see Bohemian Rhapsody. But I just had to kind of put that little medical thing out there. He could have fixed his teeth, and I think his voice would have still been beautiful, but I'm glad he did it. He was who he was, and he had a style, and he was still a good-looking guy despite the teeth. And so, yeah. There is another comment they do make. I don't want to blow it because it's kind of a funny comment in the movie. But he alludes to a country with bad teeth. The country does not have bad teeth, okay? There's a lot of people from that country who has good teeth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
to join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Okay, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I like to sing. It doesn't come out good. Yeah, my singing doesn't come out good because, you know, I need, like, you know, I need you guys to, like, be drunk and not, you know, coherent. And then my voice sounds really good. Actually, I need you all to be in the shower with me because when I'm in the shower, I could be dressed in the shower, but I sound really good in the shower. I can really hit the notes in the shower. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, emergency rooms versus urgent cares. A study has come out. And the data comes from Yelp reviews. Apparently, there is a new way for us to figure out what patients like more, ERs or urgent cares. And apparently, there was research from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. And patients give fewer stars and compliments to service provided by the emergency room than urgent care facilities and online reviews. Now, this study was published this month in the peer-reviewed journals Annals of Emergency Medicine. And they say it provides a unique opportunity for researchers and clinicians to learn from online reviews, which provide a raw narrative from consumers. They say 47% of ERs received one-star reviews versus 30% of urgent care centers, meaning ERs rated lower than urgent cares. Now, having been an ER doc, knowing what goes on in an ER, there is no way you, and I worked in an urgent care too. I was an urgent care doctor. I was in an urgent care doctor for almost as long as I was an ER doctor. There is no way you could compare the level of acuity and what has to be done in an ER compared to urgent care. But urgent care doctors are phenomenal. Urgent care staff is phenomenal. But what gets done in an ER is almost, deity-like. I don't want to, say it. With the help of the Lord, amazing stuff gets done there. But they get a lot of one-star reviews. See, to me, this study shows how stupid Yelp is. So the researchers analyzed more than 100,000 Yelp reviews that were posted between 2005 and 2017 when urgent care facilities were on the rise. And the reviews covered 1,500 emergency departments and 5,600 urgent care centers. During that time, an average of one new review of an emergency department or urgent center appeared every hour, every day. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have never gone on Yelp and put a review in, I don't think. I have to look it up. I think I have an account. I don't go, unless it was a restaurant. I might have done one review my whole life since it's been around for years. I just don't stop everything to review and rate. Like, I'll check into Facebook, and then it'll remind you a day or two later, well, can you rate the place? And if I liked it, yeah. But, if it pops up and makes it easier for me to hit a star, I'll do it. GCN Live has the news feed. And there's articles from, John Cazares that are awesome. And so I'll hit the stars and rate those. So if I am right there and the rating is right there, I'll rate. But for me to stop everything, log on, scroll, do a search, not going to happen. Anyway, but apparently there are some people there that every hour of every day were rating emergency departments or urgent care centers. Now, according to Dr. Anish Agarwal, the study lead author and emergency medicine physician at Penn Medicine Health, said, as an emergency department physician, patients often tell me that the Internet is the first place they go to for information about medical conditions and to research providers. That makes sense. And people don't always choose the nearest ER when they have a non-life-threatening crisis or whatever. They will browse reviews online to find which urgent care to go to. And researchers identify key themes in the five-star reviews of the ERs, like bedside manner, treatment of family members, access to care on nights and weekends. But emergency departments received negative remarks for their speed of care, while urgent care centers received one-star reviews for the poor reception experiences when people first walk through the door and an overall lack of confidence in the care patients received. So, ERs suffer more on their timing and wait times, urgent cares on the receptionist being nice, and people feeling like, okay, I think I got what I need to get done. So we'll talk about the truth of all this. So, urgent care centers have been, I think they popped up. To be honest, urgent care centers have exploded in the early 2000s. They were starting to pop up in the 90s. And I worked in the 90s. In fact, the 90s, I think, started to give birth to a lot. Urgent cares might have existed before then, but I really started to see them grow in the 90s. MarketWatch brings up that the last 15 years, however, that's when you start to see a lot more. And between 2007 and 2016, visits increased by more than 1,700%. So, they say ER departments have surveys for patients and their families, but there wasn't a lot of equivalent for urgent care. So, online reviews allowed scientists to look at that. So, what's happening? Well, I'm nervous because many of you guys will need to go to an urgent care or an ER at some point. And you will go online. And I get so scared that you will not go to a good doctor based on something somebody wrote online. You are trusting your life to a statement by somebody you don't know, could have been drunk, could have been on Ambien at the time when they wrote it, right? Could have been ticked off, could have been an ex-wife or ex-husband. I told you guys that. I mean, I really got mad at Yelp when I needed to send a person to a surgeon. And this surgeon had operated on my children. And I trusted him with my kids' life. I trusted him with my patients for over a decade and never had one complication. And the patient comes to me going, oh, I don't want to go to him because I looked at his Yelp reviews, but I found this guy, and this guy has 5 stars. And I go, oh, okay, well, show him to me because, you know, I'm always looking for new physicians to refer to, you know, I mean, I always give a variety. And I looked, it was just one review. It was somebody who moved into town, just one review, all 5 stars. Well, his mommy could have done that for him. And then I looked, and I go, well, let me see the bad reviews. Oh, he nearly killed me with the surgery. If you nearly killed somebody, there's going to be some sanctions with the medical board. I mean, what exactly happened? Well, if the person got a bill, then they got mad. Or the person didn't like him because he canceled an appointment. I don't know. Now, somebody could say, well, look, if he's ticking somebody off, he'll tick me off. Well, if you don't pay your bills, yeah. If you want narcotics and they don't give you narcotics that liberally, like let's say you want 120 narcotics and they'll only give you 30. Well, yeah, they'll probably do the same with you. But if that person's a good surgeon, that's what you're looking for. So my biggest frustration is, you know, multiple bad reviews is not scientific evidence that that doctor or that urgent care, that ER is bad. And I'm going to tell you right now, most of the ERs that have bad reviews, my guess, have saved thousands of lives. And the people whose life was saved, they don't stop everything to go online and put a good review. Now, when do you go to an urgent care versus an ER? Well, if you don't know what the heck is going on with you, you just call 911. 911, and the paramedics will come, and they'll decide, and most likely you're going to an emergency room. But if you have a cough or cold, if you have a bladder infection, if you have something that doesn't feel like it's going to kill you, absolutely go to the urgent care. You know, if you're most urgent cares have EKG, they have chest x-rays. So if you're having some chest pain and, you know, it's bothering you, but you're not diaphoretic and sweating and dizzy and falling, you know, and falling out of consciousness. You know, if you're having some chest discomfort, you can go to an urgent care for an EKG. But if you're at high risk for heart disease, and you're a smoker, and you have diabetes and high cholesterol, and you're starting to sweat, no, you call 911. So if you could walk into an urgent care and feel like you could walk out, then you know an urgent care is fine. But if you think you're having a gallbladder attack, don't go to an urgent care, because they don't have an ultrasound most of the time. If you think you're having appendicitis, going to an, I would, you know, if you think you're having a heart attack, if you think you're having double pneumonia, I would go to an emergency room. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
The forecast for crews battling the California wildfires is anything but promising today. Winds will be near hurricane force as fires continue to burn in northern and southern California. Governor Jerry Brown is requesting a major disaster declaration from the president. Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema increased her advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race by just over 32,000 votes. Now, the votes are being counted again today. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Poll workers in Florida are continuing with their recount efforts in the Florida gubernatorial race and Senate race down there that were both too close to call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys.
Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So another article has come out saying millennials don't seem to really dig the whole primary care doctor idea. And there is a shift of the way healthcare is being approached based on what the newer generation wants. They say a middle-of-the-night appointment, prescriptions on the spot, on-demand healthcare seems to be more of what the millennials want. A lot of millennials, they don't really find a need to see somebody, have all their personal information in a computer, a database of what they have and what they had. The younger generation they want a, you know what, just deal with my problem and stay out of my business sort of attitude. And that's very interesting, and I, you know what, on one end, I don't blame them. I kind of don't blame them. Anything from your past can come back up. And so, millennials born between... Sorry, thought I had to sneeze. Millennials, there's a whole variety of different charts out there. Born between 1981 and 1995 or 1996 or whatever. That age group are passing up visits to primary care offices because they'd rather have a shorter wait time. They'd rather have virtual health care or telemedicine. Or clearer pricing models. Okay, what do I have to pay? $75 and that's it? And I'm not going to get a surprise bill? Good. And then I'm done with you? The other thing with the millennial is a lot of them are, they want to have closure. I see you. I pay my bill. We're done. Again, I don't blame them. I don't know what the hell my generation tolerated, why we tolerate. Okay, well, I'm going to see you, and then... All right, and then I have a follow-up, and then I'm going to get a bill, and then I'm going to get a bill for that follow-up, and then I have to pay this, and that. I mean, the relationship with that office goes months. Now, I'm older, so I do need some follow-up, and I love my doctor, and she's the only one I'll go to. I mean, I love her. She is, like, amazing, you know, because she knows me, and she's, you know, worked with me since the 90s. So I love her, but for a lot of the younger people, they're like, then I just fix my problem, let me move, and let me be done. A survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 45% of 18 to 29-year-olds and 28% of 30 to 40-year-olds did not have a primary care doctor. This is compared to 18% of Americans aged 50 to 64 and 12% among those 65 and older. They say this generation shift is how younger Americans access health is so drastic that some people are blaming millennials for killing primary care. Millennials have been blamed for killing car ownership, marriages, the way we do vacations. I don't understand. Millennials, come on. I love millennials. I think as each day goes by, I really, really like them. I mean, I just, they are some of the toughest, most resilient, you know, people I know now. It blows my mind. Not that you could ever compare them to, you know, what the pre-baby boomer age had to deal with all the world wars and stuff, but still, I'm fascinated by them. So in a 2016 report by Healthcare Cost Institute, they found that office visits to primary care physicians dropped 18% overall by between 2012 and 2026. So people looks like that going to a pharmacy, retail clinic. They're liking telemedicine. They're liking going to the internet. They're liking self-treating. You know, we, years ago when this was starting, I'm like, who the hell is going to want to go to a pharmacy and have a pharmacist, you know, who I love pharmacists, you know, do the pap smear. Now, we're not there yet, okay, but it looks like I was wrong. People don't mind, you know, going to a non-physician, which is fine. I mean, there's a lot of non-physicians out there that give great medical care, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. But what we thought was going to be not popular is actually even more popular than it's ever been. Doctors aren't revered anymore. People say, look, I don't need to get my information from you. I can get it now from... I could get it from the internet. I don't need you. Well, sometimes you do. You know, just like a lawyer. You can now make your will online. But I tell you, when the poop hits the fan, you need a lawyer. You'll be able to drive yourself to L.A. But when you're in a hurry, you'll need a pilot. So they'll still be needed. But apparently, these retail clinics... like in pharmacies or Walmarts or whatever, are getting huge. Millennials want more flexibility to getting care, plus technology. And so they do, however, have health issues. You know, many of them have obesity. Many of them are later going to develop diabetes, heart disease, cancer. The problem is I am hearing young people come back around going, look, I guess I have to go see a specialist, and I'm being told I need to see a primary care. I just can't go in and see the specialist. Why? And many of you have asked, why can't I just go and get a colonoscopy? Why can't I just go and get a mammogram? Why do I have to have a primary care doctor? Why can't I just go and get that done? Well, you need to ask the lawyers that one. If you walked in and got a mammogram somewhere, there's a doctor then that now seals his fate to yours. And the radiologists, they don't necessarily want to be your primary care doctor. They don't know who you are. They don't know what your risk factors are. So let's say you do have an abnormal mammogram. Where do they send the results to? Who follows up? Now, some of you will say, well, I'm a big girl. I can handle it myself. Well, not entirely. When lawsuits happen, everybody and their mother gets sued. Well, you didn't do a follow-up. You didn't make sure they got a biopsy. You didn't then, after the biopsy, follow up on them. Well, a radiologist doesn't have time for that. They're just trying to have a place of business that can do your, you know, mammogram. Same thing with a colonoscopy. If there is a polyp or a cancerous tumor or, you know, I don't know, blood in the stool or some issue, who's following up, you know? The GI doctor can't. If, let's say, you have chronic constipation, and that's why you're having your issues, who's going to manage that? It's not always going to be the specialist. Maybe you have a low thyroid condition, and so you need a primary care doctor to deal with that. So the average specialist doesn't really want to, they can't, and I wouldn't recommend it. Have a primary care doctor help you with your diabetes and your high cholesterol and your, you know, menstrual issues or your low T, or even though specialists can do that. But, you know, because if something ever goes wrong or you do have cancer, that you need to have some focal person who is on top of you taking point. You need a quarterback. And true, everybody else on the team, yes, here comes a football analogy, leave me alone. Everybody, got your safety, you got your cornerback, you got your linemen, you got your O-line, you got your, you know, linebackers, you got your wide receivers, you got a whole bunch of people there, right? You got a head coach, but your primary care doctor is your quarterback, and he's going to decide where the ball needs to go. That's what he does. So when you see the average person go, look, I don't really need a quarterback. Let me just, millennials are real realistic. And by the way, I want to break down a little bit because some of you baby boomers have other things that make you tick. And we got Generation X's out there. And so don't worry, I'm not going to forget about you guys. But, you know, the millennials are a lot more practical going, why waste time and money going to 2-3 different people? And maybe that's how we have to change healthcare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some new guidelines for cholesterol. And as we were talking about in the previous segment, we are moving more towards a do-it-yourself sort of mentality. This is what people want. People don't want to go to the doctor and be told what to do. And, you know, and now that they have the internet, and, you know, they're still having money issues and post-recession and trying to figure out where money is best spent. If they could do some things themselves, they want to. And the latest generation of Americans are a lot more proactive and understanding that we got issues when it comes to our sugars, when it comes to our cholesterol, when it comes to our drinking habits, when it comes to our lack of exercise. So the American Heart Association has offered now some new guidelines. And they were published Saturday in the Journal called Circulation. in the journal, in the journal called Circulation. And they're meant to help healthcare providers prevent, diagnose, and treat cholesterol as well as the average reader. And a panel of 24 science and health experts from the American Heart Association, 11 other health organizations, wrote these guidelines with science-based recommendations. Now, as you guys know, one out of every three American adults have high LDL, the bad cholesterol. And the LDL contributes to fatty buildup, narrowing of the arteries, called arteriosclerosis. Now, studies have suggested that we want you under 100 for otherwise healthy people. Now, but some argue the lower the better. Now, HDL, your good cholesterol, is kind of like the garbage truck that picks up the bad LDL. So we want good HDL, nice strong levels that can pick up the bad LDL, the bad cholesterol that's depositing out there, and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. But we're not really agreeing on what number, So the new guidelines are now recommending these, and they're not numbers, they're just general recommendations. One is, they say, be alert early. Take a lifespan approach to lower heart disease risk, stroke, and other major problems. If there's a family history, it's reasonable to test kids as young as 2. Remember I told you they were recommending young kids getting cholesterol checks before the age of 10, between 2 and 10? Yep. They are recommending having your kids get a blood test to test for cholesterol. I agree with that. They want you to focus on your lifestyle, healthy eating, physical activity. Those are proven to lower your LDL, the bad kind. People over 20 who don't have cardiovascular risk need to be tested every 5 years. They said every 4 to 6 years, but let's round it, okay? 5 years. So if you're over 20 years old and you don't have cardiovascular risk, but then again, you don't know what your risk factors are because you haven't developed diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol, they say start screening you every 5 years. They say your genetics matter. They say talk to your doctor. Some populations are more prone to certain medical conditions, could have racial and ethnic features that can influence risk. Tools used for risk assessment are not always able to provide accurate information about all populations or individuals. And then they recommend to keep monitoring. They say people between 40 and 75 are the most likely to need medicine. So factors that increase your risk is family history of heart disease or stroke, high triglycerides or fats, metabolic syndrome, where you have obesity, especially around the tummy, high blood pressure, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, if you have chronic inflammatory conditions like HIV or rheumatoid arthritis, if you've had a history of preeclampsia when you were pregnant, if you've had early menopause, or certain ethnicity. And so, basically, the guidelines recommend the doctors use this calculator to give a detailed assessment of a person's 10-year risk for heart disease, and then to help create a personalized plan. For most patients who can't control the condition with diet and exercise, you will need a statin. And these statins lower your LDL. For people at high risk, they may need some stronger, fancier stuff like the PCSK9 inhibitors. So there's kind of this approach where, you know what, we want you to get tested, we want you to be aware, and you want you to be proactive. Now, we were just talking about, the average millennial doesn't really have a primary care doctor. Is this kind of trying to force people back into the doctor's office? Well, I'm a fan of primary care doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs and medical providers because I still like the idea of a quarterback. I like the idea of somebody watching you. And then every 5 years, you have a localized place. I mean, when you're young, yeah, you could go to a doctor here and there and whatever. But when you start to get older, you kind of go, well, look, what did things look like 10 years ago? And you want to start piecing it together. Now, we talked about how the generations differ. So, my parents always thought they were baby boomers, but officially they weren't. See, this is really interesting, and I don't know if anybody else remembers this. When I was growing up, I was taught that a baby boomer was somebody who was born when somebody from World War II came back from war on leave or whatever. And so my parents, who were born in 42 and 44, consider themselves baby boomers. Technically, they're not. A baby boomer was born after the war ended, 1945. And if you were born before 45, you were called a maturist. Honestly, some people say, who cares? But a lot of the people that were kind of born during wartime think they're baby boomers. So let them have it. I agree. You know, there is a lot of babies being born, you know, during the military time. So I'll give them that. But technically, that, I guess, generation is called the maturists or the older generation. There's a bunch of different names for that. But those people were the ones that, you know, if they were born before, right, you know, the end of the war, they kind of had some pretty heavy experiences, like some things that kind of shaped the way they were going to be raised, like wartime rationing, rock and roll, the idea of a nuclear family, very defined gender roles, especially for women. Their attitudes towards career was you had a job for life. You don't jump between careers. Your job is your job for life. Their signature product that changed the way they lived was the car. When, you know, cars were starting, you know, automobiles were starting to be owned, you know, in the 40s by, you know, single family residences and started to become more affordable as it went, as time progressed. And their favorite form of communication was the formal letter. And they also preferred, when making any decisions, whether it's financial or whatever, face-to-face meetings. Then came the baby boomers, and the baby boomers between 45 and 60, a little different. Their issues that defined them was like the Cold War, the swinging 60s, moon landings, youth culture, Woodstock, still family-oriented, but more suburb-type stuff. So they were still more career-prone, jobs for life, but careers were more kind of defined by employees, and you could change your career, and you could kind of change your job. You had a little bit more empowerment. Television was huge for this generation. They preferred telephone as their form of communication, not a letter. And they do like face-to-face, but they're starting to be more comfortable online. And so the baby boomers are kind of liking online, but they still prefer telephone. So your mom will call you on the phone. Then came my generation, Generation X. So I was born in the 70s. So you're Generation X if you're 1961 to 1980. So we had the fall of the Berlin Wall, the whole Reagan-Gorbachev, Thatcherism, Live Aid, early mobile technology, and the divorce rate was rising. We had a loyalty to a profession, but maybe not technically to an employer. We also had more of a portfolio career. We started to have a personal computer. We like email and text. We're good with email and texting. And even though we prefer FaceTime, well, we're good online. Then came the millennials. And they're like, well, you know what? Jobs may change. They're really good with the tablet and the smartphone. They're fantastic with texting and social media. But now they're starting to prefer face-to-face. And then you have the Generation Zs. These are the kids now, born after 95. Man, they're into Google Glass, whatever the hell that is. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.